Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Airstrike action.
This is a great day for American security.
And reaction.
Today we responded and we're ready for whatever else they have for us.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716.
He is the most wanted terrorist.
All eyes on the Middle East following the sudden announcement from the Pentagon Thursday night after a top Iranian general, Qassem Soleimani, was killed by a U.S. drone strike outside Baghdad's airport. President Rouhani responding on Twitter, promising that Iran will retaliate against the U.S. for that strike. Protests in the streets of Iran as President Trump says the targeted killing of Iranian General Soleimani was ordered because he was, quote, plotting to kill many Americans. Trump said Friday in his first comments on the killing of the head of the Iran's elite force that Soleimani was also responsible for killing and wounding thousands of Americans and many more in the region. Trump, tweeting from his private club in Florida, said that Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago. The deadly U.S. strike in Iraq marking a major escalation in the conflict between Washington and Iran. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends the strike as, quote, wholly lawful.
This is a man who should have been dead 10 years ago, probably 12 years ago.
Our military man, David Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient, has no argument with the president's decision on all this.
I would make the argument that he is the most wanted terrorist, warmonger, whatever you want to call him. General Soleimani was responsible for, if you have a friend or you know someone that was hit by those EFP IEDs that hit Iraq, probably over 700 Americans killed, thousands wounded and maimed. This was a shape charge that was devastating for Iraq veterans. This is the guy who created the technology, mass produced it. He was behind the Hezbollah killing in Syria that helped Assad just murder tens of thousands of his own people. I would say this is a bigger deal than Baghdadi.
You know, the thing that's scaring, I think, a lot of people, the markets as well, is that Iran now vowing, you know, what they're saying, quote, harsh retaliation. What do you think that means?
Well, we talk in terms of a proxy war with Iran when they were killing American soldiers and Marines in Iraq. But the definition of a proxy war is not what Soleimani, Quds forces, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard were doing in Iraq. They were killing our American soldiers with Iraq ID cards in Iranian uniforms with Iranian ID cards. They were so brazen. This man was killed essentially, you know, going to an airstrip in the Baghdad International Airport as if he was just visiting like a normal person. He went basically unmolested forever because the Obama administration and the Bush administration realized how important he was to the regime, and they knew that his death would, you know, invoke some sort of response. The reality is that Iran just went after one of our carrier groups outside of the border with the United Arab Emirates. They sent 18 vessels to harass our ships. We just lost a contractor in Kirkuk. This is not a proxy war. They have been, you know, bleeding us and killing us, and there has been no response. This is the way you deal with terrorist threats, and this is the way you deal with national security threats.
What do you make of the timing, David, you know, just after the holidays?
Well, I think there was always the mindset that if they got a clear shot at this guy, they would take it. One of the things that's interesting is the type of munition that they used. They've got this brand new, they call it the Ginsu missile, where they're just large blades. It's supposed to bring down attrition for civilians because it's not like a normal explosion. But if one of the reports that they've gotten is that they're using basically a ring to identify him with his DNA. So it was a very catastrophic attack. It sends a very clear message. But the other thing is how brazen the Iranians, they were just walking around with their, I mean, it's hard to now argue that the attack on the embassy was not directly connected to Iran when the Quds leader is literally photographed outside the embassy and you have an entire chain of command. This would be the equivalent of not only taking out the Secretary of Defense of the United States, but also having the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Army, and a five-star general all hanging out outside the embassy and claiming that Americans aren't involved in a kinetic offensive attack like that. They obviously have their fingerprints all over it. They've killed Americans, over 700 of them, with this technology. This is a long time coming. And whatever Iran wants to do next, they're not going to have the support of the world on their side. And by the way, we're seeing celebrations in Baghdad, and we have reports that people in Iran are also on Twitter and on social media right now celebrating America taking out, which was a bad guy not only to us, he was a bad guy to the Iranian people as well.
United States urging American citizens to leave Iraq, quote, immediately. You hear that, and it's concerning. Certainly, if I was there, I'd want to leave immediately, too. What does that mean, and how concerning should that be to the rest of us here in America?
Well, what the Hezbollah has done and what Iranian forces have done from the very beginning is they use soft targets. Kidnapping will be up. You'll see terrorist attacks up as well. These are one of the things that, you know, if you're a civilian and you have business being out there or you're not being protected by the American military, you're at threat. Someone is going to try to make an attempt on you because this is this is basically the mode of operandi these Hezbollah guys have used since 9/11.
You know, nothing can happen without politics coming to play in this decision that was made by the president and the United States Armed Forces, presumably yesterday, has drawn some criticism. What does it make someone like you think, when politics and military action are twisted together?
It's the world we live in. Everyone's divided and polarized. I was super excited the day President Obama announced that we had taken out bin Laden. This was a horrible, horrible human being. Soleimani is as disgusting and despicable as bin Laden was and is. This tens of thousands of innocent people have been slaughtered. Everywhere this man went, children and women were targeted with barrel bombs of chlorine, chemical agents in Assad in Syria. All the technology has been outsourced by this man. He is the guy that's carrying that bloodshed across the globe, and he's killing our own. And we have a lot of people in Western New York that have been injured by these IEDs that he was responsible for. So, you know, people want to make it political. That's great. One thing you can't say, this is a great day for American security, and it's a great day to further isolate Iran from the rest of the world. These aren't our good people. The government and the Ayatollahs have done this for too long, and the American government has not responded.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.